Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. Mr. Big is holding my hand. It doesn't know I'm wearing a butt plug. It was fucking hot. And that person can reach up under your dress, stick their fingers in you, touch your clit. All I can think about is, oh my God, this thing is going to fucking roll out of my jumper. Like, just roll out down my leg onto the floor. All right. Hello, everyone. I know it's been a while. Yep. I've been a little quiet. Well, let me fill you in. There's times when I feel like, I've been getting a lot of messages. I am backloaded on the messages. There's probably about, several hundred. I'm sorry. That I actually haven't even opened some of them. And I apologize if I haven't gotten to you or haven't even sent just a quick little acknowledgement, like even a thank you. That's why, because I get backlogged and then I let it overflow. But and the reason is because sometimes I don't feel social, believe it or not. I don't want to talk and share. And I've kind of been in that mode. I've been in that mode a little bit for maybe like about 45 days. I don't know. Anyway, I think I'm kind of, I'm getting past that. So I want to get caught up. And I actually, just so you know, there's podcasts I've recorded I haven't released. And so I'm going to be probably very quickly just boom, 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 pushing those out there. And you're going to, you'll go from having no podcast to like five to listen to. So they're there. They're in the queue. I just need to send them off to my guy that edits everything. And then we're going to push them out. So good content coming. So stay tuned. And on this podcast, as you know, you've probably read the title. I would like to talk about some interesting adventures in butt plugs. God, when I think back to when I started this, like, Jesus, if I ever thought I would have a butt plug or like a butt plug, I don't know. It's funny because as I move along through this and people are, messaging me and emailing me and contacting me, I just think about from where I started. It's been an interesting road trip, that's for damn sure. So, anyway, butt plugs. I've been given some tasks. I've been tasked with the butt plugs. Yeah, to put a butt plug in. So the first time that was requested, I was on my way to church. That was on a Sunday. I do go to church. Everybody knows this. I go to church. And I put it in. Yes. I put my butt plug in. I went to fucking mass with my butt plug in. I took communion with my butt plug in. Lord help me. Like, what is wrong with me? I am so fucked up in the head. I can't believe I'm doing this shit. But let me tell you, it was hot. And I even videoed myself like driving to the church, pulling up to the church. There I am. Per a specific request to have my butt plug in. So I did. There is this certain element when you are in church. And I don't know how many people can actually relate to this, but when you're in church and you're doing something naughty, if you read my, when I used to do the, blog portion of the website and actually write about the encounters more so than I would blog about them. If you write that, I do have a couple fantasies in there, and a lot of those fantasies are around being in church and just doing naughty stuff. If you get a chance, check that out. I'm trying to remember what the names of those posts are. Sinners and Saints, I think, is one of them that comes to mind. Sinners and Saints. Anyhow, read that. It will give you an idea for my twistedness, my little twisted mind, and how it can kind of work. So, anyway, but back to the butt plug incident. I'm wearing my butt plug. I'm going into church. Now, this is a stainless, you know, one of the stainless steel butt plugs, and I'm worried, you know, about it falling. Yeah, I'm worried about all kinds of stuff, but I go in, and I just can't tell you how fucking hot that was, how, you know, I'm sitting next to Mr. Big with my butt plug in, and someone else has told me to wear my butt plug, and I'm wearing the butt plug. I'm in church, you know, all the parishioners around me, you know, that see me there on Sunday, you know, it's all the, how are you, you know, all that normal stuff that you do in your little church community. And I'm wearing a butt plug. And also, Mr. Big is holding my hand. It doesn't know I'm wearing a butt plug. It was fucking hot and stimulating. I've never worn one out and around. It is, it gets you going. I don't know what it does, but it makes my pussy throb. It gets me excited. It is stimulating. It's very stimulating in a, you know, in a hot and sexy way. It's kind of like if you were slowly reaching down and just stroking your clit over time, not super hard, not, you know, not like you were intending like this is going to go somewhere, like this is going to end in an orgasm, but it just gets you kind of primed and wet and turned on and yeah, it gets you going. It gets you going. So I'm wearing this and I'm trying to focus on, you know, following along, singing, reading, doing all the stuff you do at a Catholic mass. And oh my God. I mean, it was very exciting. I have to say, it's very exciting. It also plays into, you know, I mean, I have more little naughty church fantasies. I would love to go, and I just don't know how I'd ever do this, actually. It's probably more fantasy than ever doing it. If I did this, it'd have to be at a different church, not mine. But, you know, like, actually sitting in the, maybe in the back farthest pew, and with someone, maybe you have your little, you know, it's in the summer, you have a little summer dress on, no underwear. And that person, you're sitting in the back, and that person can reach up under your dress, stick their fingers in you, touch your clit, get you all excited. Now, if you're even more daring, this is an even bigger fantasy. At my church, there's two cry rooms in the back. And they call them cry rooms. It's just where parents go with their kids, with their younger kids. And so you sit back there and there's two. Well, there's always one that's used. And the other one, I don't know why nobody ever goes in there. I would like to go in the one that nobody ever goes in and sit there with someone because they're isolated and the door is closed and you can kind of see out, but it's almost you can see out, but the people behind you have to be turned to look back. They're, you know, everybody's facing forward, right? So you could sit back there and literally fuck, sit on someone's lap with your little sundress on, ride some cock. Oh my God. I know I'm going to be struck down and burst into flames, but when I go to confession, I'll just say that I've had impure thoughts. I won't generalize on it. I won't get specific. I will confess this in a way, but I don't know why it's that to me. Something about, I don't know. I'm fucked up, I guess. Something about the being in church and doing stuff just twists me sideways. It's just, it's hot. It's hot to me. And just knowing that, like, you know, before you enter the church, you dip your finger in the holy water and, you know, you give yourself a blessing and you walk in and then you do that when you leave. Oh my God. Be blessing my naughty little self. Anyway, so yes, so I had the butt plug in and then I went out to lunch after church because I usually do. I'm a good churchgoer. We got to lunch after church and then I went home and took it out. So I had it in at that point for about, gosh, maybe 2 hours and everything was fine. You know, no fuss, no muss, no worries, except for I'm extremely stimulated, turned on. It's hard to focus. I'm thinking about fucking and just getting hammered, you know, and my clit's throbbing and all the blood flow is going between my legs and I'm trying to focus and, you know, I'm here to receive the word, the word of the Lord, the good word. And I can't do that because I'm just a naughty little slut. And that's riding roughshod over, you know, all my good intentions. So anyway, the person that requested this, they knew who they are. And they wanted me distracted and they mission accomplished. That happened. Then the following weekend, I got another request to put the butt plug in. But it started with, well, where are you going? Are you home today? And I said, well, I'm going out. I've got a few things to do. And I did. I had like a shit ton of errands to run. Church was already done. And, you know, usually on Sundays, probably like most people, I'm like, okay, I don't go to the grocery store. You're just kind of going through your list. Well, so I had several places to go and things to do. Well, the request is, okay, put your butt plug in. I said, all right, I'll put it in. So I did say, though, I did warn. I said, I'm not going to be home. I'm going to be out and about. So I wore it out and about because I'd done it before and I felt fine with it. And I think that day I had on a little jumper. And yes, I did. I had on like a little jumper and, you know, little straps on the top. It was just a little like a onesie, you know, like a jumper, right? But cute. And I'm in Target after wearing this thing for about, 3 hours now. Might be going on three and a half. I'm in Target. And as you know, as the women will know, like when you get in Target, whatever you fucking have on your list, you're going to leave with twice what you, there's never a cheap trip to Target. I don't know how it's like $200 every time. I don't know why. And I go there all the time. Anyway, I'm shopping, getting my shit. And I'm walking around. At this point, I'm totally fucking stimulated. I just want to get home and masturbate, really, literally. Like, I can't wait to get home and get myself off. I'm dying at this point. I mean, I'm horny as fuck. This butt plug is stimulating me. It's, oh my God. I mean, I don't care. I want it all right then. I want double penetration. I just want every hole filled. I'm fucking going crazy. And I'm wearing this thing around. It's distracting as hell. It feels good. I don't want to be running errands. I don't want to be grocery shopping. I don't want to be going to fucking Target. I want to be fucking. But what ends up happening is I'm in Target and all of a sudden, like literally all of a sudden, my asshole relaxes. And duh, I mean, literally, that is what a butt plug is for. It is supposed to relax your anus. It's supposed to get you ready for that to be penetrated. Well, after 3.5 hours of everything just being normal and tight, it literally, like, within, I mean, just goes from normal status to totally relaxed in like a minute. It just hits all of a sudden, and it won't, and my butt plug will not stay in. I got my cart full of crap. I'm not going to abandon my shed. I mean, I'm going to pay for this crap and get the fuck out of here. But I'm pushing my cart up to the checker, and this thing is literally starting to fall out of me. I'm reaching back. I'm clenching my butt cheeks. I'm sort of trying to be covert about the fact that I'm taking my index finger and basically sticking it directly on the outside of my jumper where my butthole would be. And like, you can see me like pushing something back in. So I'm pushing the fucking butt plug back in. Mind you, this is a stainless steel butt plug. This is a heavy, it's heavy. All I can think about is, oh my God, this thing is going to fucking roll out of my jumper. Like, just roll out down my leg onto the floor. And what am I going to do? Either I'm going to see it first and nobody's going to see it. I'm going to have to fucking kick the thing under, kick it, just kick it away. Like, I don't know, like, shoot it across the room, get it away from me like a little missile on the floor. Or someone's going to see it, pick it up and hand it to me like, excuse me, miss, but I think you dropped this. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm not going to let it happen. My mind's already jumping ahead to the worst case scenario. So I'm there. The person, of course, the checker, they're trying to be friendly and talk to me. I'm like, don't fucking talk to me. I'm clenching my butt cheeks. All I got to do is keep this fucking butt plug in me right now. Shut the fuck up. How are you? Would you like to open a Target Red Card and get 5%? I'm like, no, I would not. I'd like you to finish your fucking checkout, please. Check this shit because I got something falling out of my ass. I gotta go. Literally, this person would not move fast enough. And then there was something that had like, I don't know, they needed a price check on it. Like, didn't have a tag or whatever, you know, and someone's got to go, did you remember how much they said this was worth? I'm like, I don't know. And I'm not fucking walking back there because if I do, this butt plug is going to fall out of my ass. Get somebody back there. I don't care what you charge me. What do you want to charge me for it? What do you think it's worth? You know, I'm just like drilling on this checker. Obviously, I'm in a hurry. I just said, I'm in a hurry, please. I gotta go. I don't know. Figure it out, please. I can't walk back there. I just need you to figure it out. So they finally get this price thing figured out. At that point, I mean, while I'm standing in line, and there's people behind me, mind you, there are people behind me in this line. My butt plug has probably fallen out of my asshole like no less than 2 times. I pop it back in for good measure one more time, the third time, before I decide to take the walk of shame, or what could be the walk of shame, with my butt plug as I'm going out the door, pushing my cart to my car, because the space between there and the car, this is a danger zone. What is going to fucking happen? I don't know. I have my butt cheeks clenched. I mean, clenched around this thing. And I'm stepping. My pelvis is moving, you know, tipped forward. It literally looks like I'm walking like somebody's kicking me in the ass because I'm trying to scoot. And I get out, I don't know, halfway between out the door into the cart, and what happens? It comes out. It literally almost came out of my pants. At that point, no, I mean, the butt plug was fully out of my butt. Out. I caught it in time. Again, I just whipped my hand around there. And I don't know what the fuck people thought because my reaction was so fast. I just rotated my hand around, used not one finger, two fingers to get leverage on the stem, pop it back in, and keep going. I didn't look. I didn't make eye contact. I don't know who the fuck saw what. And I can just only imagine there's security cameras, I'm sure, all over the cash register, all over people walking out with their merchandise and probably right in front of the store. People must, I don't know what those security people must have been thinking. They're like, what the fuck is going on with her? Is she going to shit her pants? I mean, what is it? Like, she trying to stop herself from pooping in the middle of the store? I don't know. But I'll tell you what. Lesson learned. The moral of this story is, so I made it to the car, thank God. And I had to pop it back in one more time once I finally got to the car. And I made it home and then, of course, took it straight out. But the moral of that story is, I remember BE telling me, like, I mean, duh, why did I not fucking remember this? But, you know, the butt plugs, like you're supposed to, you know, if you're getting ready for anal sex, you start with a small one. The one I have is like an extra small. It's small. It's just small. So if you, you know, your normal, my normal anus, I don't know why I keep saying anus. I don't know. My normal butt tightness is tight, right? And so that extra small is fine. But relax a little bit and it's like pooping out a carrot. I mean, it's just a little, not a big carrot, like a baby carrot. I'm sorry, I'm so graphic, but you know, it's just, that's it. These are the facts, people. I'm here to prevent any embarrassing mishaps in church, at the grocery store, at the DMV, public buildings, parks, wherever you are, let me save you from what can happen when you have a very small butt plug. Eventually, over time, it does its job. It's meant to relax you and relax your anus and get you ready for something bigger, probably a penis or a dildo or something, right? Or the next butt plug size, whatever. I'd forgotten this sort of general concept as I walked around for 3.5 hours with it, you know, walking, vigorous walking. May as well have been exercising with the damn thing. So, lesson learned. Don't make the same mistake I did. It's could be quite embarrassing. That's something you don't want to have happen, but now I know. And, I need a bigger one, I think, for out and about wear. Although, as I said, the stainless steel ones are heavy. So I'd have to do more comfortable doing my experimenting at home. And next time I get a task, and you know who you are that gave me that task. Next time I get a task, I'm going to have to be very careful about, if it involves butt plugs, where I'm going and what I'm doing. I could have totally seen myself wearing that, like, out to dinner with the girls or do a baby shower. I mean, I'm adventurous. I'll do whatever. Obviously, I wore the damn thing to church. I don't have a lot of boundaries. But now I know. And I just keep thinking to myself, what the fuck would I have done if I'm up there? Because you imagine I'm up there taking communion. Because when you're taking communion, you're right up the front. The whole church is behind you. Everybody, all the parishioners behind you. Oh my God. What if that thing would have rolled out, like hit the floor in church? You know how churches echo. The floors are not forgiving. They would have that noise would have like reverberated. What would I have done? I couldn't have kicked it because I would have hit a parishioner. I would have kicked it under a pew and hit a parishioner. Maybe hit a child with it, a small child with my butt plug. Sometimes you have families that are waiting to be baptized. I mean, this would have been awful. So anyway, I think in the name of safety first and morality, I don't think I can do the church butt plug thing anymore. I just can't. I can't take the risk unless I have like granny panties on. That would stop it. You know, that would be maybe an extra barrier, like stop it from making anybody a victim, anybody that came to church that day. Oh, I mean, I just, now that I think back on it, I just go, okay, what the fuck? Like I could have never gone back there. These are people from my community. I mean, this would have been awful. I see, these are not just people I see in church. I mean, outside in my social circles. No, wrong. So that is a risk I won't. I'm glad I made it out of that one without any embarrassment. And I made it out of Target without any embarrassment, except for whatever people saw with me sticking my finger around my butt and all that good stuff. But nothing fell out. So there you go. Well, I hope that this serves as a precautionary tale. And anybody else thinking of wearing a butt plug out in public, heeds my warning. Just subtle little like things to consider, things to think about. Maybe wear a rubber one. I do have a rubber one, but I don't like to wear it as much because you know what? It's like the outside part isn't as pretty as the stainless steel ones have, like a, you know, real pretty jewel. There must be a solution to this. I have to find, I want whatever's sticking out, like I want it to be pretty. I'm a girl. I mean, I can't help it. I like the aesthetic points of view on this, but I don't know what to do. So I don't want to wear the rubber one. I mean, I guess I could. I like the rubber one during sex just fine. And the stainless steel one during sex just fine. Except for that, remember I said, if you guys have listened before, this one, this stainless steel one, because it's so small, and then the jewel part is so small, the stem is small, and then the jewel part small, it did get lost. It did, after some wild crazy stretching into different angles and poses and all that kind of stuff, it did get kind of sucked up in there a little bit. So that was, seems like I've got butt plug issues. I'm on the learning curve with it. So I hope that I can be bringing safety and caution to butt plug users with an earshot. All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed that one. And like I said, keep listening because I've got, I'm backed up on podcasts. I'm going to get those off to the editor. And then I've got what's coming, like a lot of BDSM stuff. I'm backed up. I have two podcasts I did with Sir Inc. that I haven't edited yet. I mean, those will come out and they're long and we just let it fly. We're just talking about anything and everything. So fun stuff coming. Guys are getting ready for the summer. I'm going to try to keep it interesting. I've got some fun little adventures and trips on the horizon. So keep listening because the Curious Girl's going to, I'm going to have a fun summer and I want you guys to be a part of it. All right. Take care. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.